Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to Wine Soundtrack USA. Listen to the passion with which producers narrate their winery and their world in 30 answers. Discover their stories, personalities, and passions.
Hello, Wine Soundtrack fans and listeners. This is Allison Levine, and today I am sitting with Jennifer Higgins, the winemaker of Lambert Bridge Wines in Healdsburg, California. So Jennifer, welcome and tell us about Lambert Bridge.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. This is fantastic. I love this. The wines of Lambert Bridge. Lambert Bridge is a very special place. We've been around since 1975. Jerry Lambert built the place, and it was one of the first wineries in Dry Creek Valley. So that's where we're located, just on that side of Healdsburg. Mm-hmm. And then the current owner, Patty Chambers, bought the winery in 1992 from Jerry. So we've had two owners in the 40 plus years we've been around. Wow. We're coming up on our 50th anniversary in a couple of years, few years. Super excited.
Happy anniversary.
I know, I had to figure out what wine we should make for it. It's like all this pressure, so it's pretty fun. And it's just a really special place. We do about 8,000 cases or so. It's all to our membership. It's all direct. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's a lot of fun in that I know exactly who I'm making wine for. And we do a lot of different wines, and I want to say we do everything with a lot of care and attention, so I think everything turns out great.
So you're making about 8,000 cases, a lot of different wines. What sort of varieties are you working with, and is it all estate fruit?
It's a great question. We are, I'd say our focus is Bordeaux reds.
Okay.
Okay. I love Bordeaux. I love going to Bordeaux. I love drinking Bordeaux. I have a lot of friends in Bordeaux. I just love Bordeaux. And there's wine for everybody out there though, which is great. But the focus is definitely Bordeaux reds and then Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon. We do a wine called Cuvée Blanc, which I think we're gonna taste in a little bit. And that's a lot of fun. That's a Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon blend. Yeah. But then being in Dry Creek Valley, we are making some great Zins. We do Chardonnay because we grow it. So answering your question, we are not 100% estate, mm-hmm. but we have about 50 acres that we own and I help manage. So keeps me busy. I was just out there all morning running around and it always sounds so glamorous, but it was hot and sweaty out there. So it's pretty fun.
I know. I'll be asking you a few questions about that and we'll get to that. And then I know you're a direct consumer, but you're also wine club only. So people have to be a member of the club, but this is a national thing.
Our 8,000 cases, we are 100% direct. Mm-hmm. So our members are everything to us. And people come through, a lot of times they're traveling or they've been recommended by a friend because we don't rate our wines either, which for me is really nice.
Uh-huh. I'll be asking you a question
okay.
on that too.
Yeah, I'd love to answer it because I've done it both ways.
Uh-huh.
And then we also don't advertise. So it's all word of mouth. We've got the best owner in the world. She's just one of the most authentic people you'd ever want to meet. And just that kind of natural approach to the wine and how we sell it is just lovely. You know, I get to know who I'm making the wine for.
That's great. So let me ask you something. What is your first memory relevant to wine?
Oh, man. So I grew up, I'm born and raised in Sonoma County, in Santa Rosa. And I used to joke that my parents were enthusiastic consumers. So there was always wine and we were four kids running amok through wine country growing up all the time. Because back then, back in the 70s, you could, you know, bring your family and the picnic and it was a free thing to do. And also my dad was really passionate about it and he would hand me the glass and I'd be below the bar at Sebastiani. So I must have been probably 3 feet tall, you know, 9 years old. And he'd hand me the glass and he'd go, name the varietal, name the oak.
Wow.
Is it French or American? And it was such a game. I mean, it was so much fun. And so I think Yeah, you'd think I'd want to be a winemaker when I grew up, but no, I wanted to be a doctor like so many other winemakers out there.
Yeah, it's a science thing.
I know. It is. It's like being scientific, artistic, and a tomboy all at the same time with this job.
So you were drinking wine as a young kid and naming varieties. So, and you said Bordeaux is your passion. So with all the wines you've tasted, what was that aha moment wine? When did you drink it? Or I'm sure you've had many, but what is one of those aha moment wines?
I've had a bunch. And what's fun about this place is that I can get inspired and then bring it back and try it and then make a small production, 200 cases for our members. And they just, with a great story, it's they love it, you know? And so it's really special and spontaneous.
Right, but for you, what was one of those stories?
For me, one of the best. Let's see. I would say, I mean, there was the hop kiln wines when I was really little, which was like when I was 12 or so. And there was Marty Griffin down the road made something called Marty Griffin's Big Red. Mm-hmm. And that was the first red blend that I tasted. I was tiny, but I thought, this is delicious. And so I liked the dry reds when I was little. This isn't even legal to talk about. I don't know.
Most people, when I ask that, they're like, I was 21 or 40 when I had my aha. You had your aha at 12.
I know. But my other big aha moment is this Cuvée Blanc. So we were in Bordeaux. We bring a group of members over every 2 years. We have this really amazing time. And we were at Aubryon, and they served us their Aubryon Blanc. Okay, so that's a white wine, completely unexpected. It came at the end of the tasting, which was different. Usually we start with whites over here. This was at the end. And I was like, oh, this is great. And I tasted it. And it was one of those, I mean, it sounds so cheesy, but it's that emotional response that you get with wine sometimes when it's just so surprising, and all the hair stood up on my arms. And people say, oh, she cried. I didn't cry, but my eyes, I was so excited. My eyes got a little like, oh, glassy, and it was like, ah. And that was when I came back. That was in 2016. I've had some great ones, you can.
Of course.
Before that, but that's an example of the inspiration.
Well, that's exactly it. So you've traveled abroad, or at least spent a lot of time in Bordeaux in here. But who do you think around the world drinks the best in terms of quality?
Like what people?
Yeah,
which cultures get to? In terms of quality? That's impossible. That's just an impossible question. Because I lived in Italy for a couple years, and I always say it's not the best in terms of quality. It's as good as the people you're drinking it with. So it can be the cheapest wine out of a Dixie cup, as the sun's going down, with the person you're gonna marry. And it's the best bottle of wine you've ever had. So, you know, life has all those moments. You can go anywhere and find it.
Perfect answer.
Oh, thanks.
Perfect answer. Not that I had an answer in mind, but. And so if we were to come into your home, into your cellar, what kind of wines would we find in your personal collection?
Yeah, it's amazing. So my personal collection is scattered over 4 homes. I only own one of those. And it's because I own a tiny old bungalow that has no closet. So I have a supply underneath my kitchen sink. And then I have a couple other places. But it's Lambert Bridge, of course, which is really fun because we build a wine to last. So it's really great to taste these older vintages. And then I love drinking my friends' wines. So wines where I know the winemaker because I can taste the personality. I'm like, oh yeah, I get this. I can taste the personality of that person in that bottle. That's so much fun, you know? So there's a lot.
So mostly domestic?
I'd say a lot of domestic, although I do drink, I love Italians. I'll get on kicks and I'll just like go deep. Nero d'Avola's, and I'll go deep over in the Rhone reds, and then I'll go deep, you know, and that's, it's just so much fun. And South American and South African, it's great.
So is there a particular wine you've opened recently that drank really well?
I had a Schaefer Merlot that somebody had given me as a gift and loved it. So that was one of those that was just like, oh, nailed it. They nailed it.
So, quick answer, if you had to choose, can you choose red, white, or rosé?
Rosé, because I'm hot. I've been in vineyards all morning.
Still or sparkling?
Still. Because I like sparkles, but I also am not a big carbonated person. So I just, yeah. I like to do my glasses bubbles, but I'm not like, no, I like still.
And again, it's interesting because, I mean, obviously you love white rosé and red, but you were out in the vineyard, it's hot outside, and that's what's on your mind right now.
I know, and it just changes. I mean, we do a lot of different wines, and the joke is, what's your favorite? And I said, what time is it? Because it just really depends on the day. You know, is it cold, is it warm? Do I need a little something refreshing?
So do you think there's a such thing as a perfect variety?
No, absolutely not. Nope.
And then you started to say something at the very beginning, and I like to always ask winemakers, what is your opinion of wine critics and scores? And you started to mention something, so I'd love you to elaborate now.
I think there's absolutely a place for people to write about and tell the story of new wineries, even old wineries, if that's your jam.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent my wines out for ratings at my previous job, and here we don't. As a winemaker, it takes a lot of the stress of making a wine for somebody else. So with a critic, I won't even name anybody by name, but there's a certain style that they might, if they're influential, there's a certain style of wine that they might lean towards on the higher ratings. And so what, as a winemaker, we have so many tools in our toolbox that we can make a wine based on a style that might not be true to the place or true to the varietal. And by not rating, we get to make the wines, I mean, I get to make the wines that I think are the best expression.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so for me, it's very freeing. It's very freeing not to rate.
Yeah, and so for somebody who's never tried Lambert Bridge wines, what do you think they're missing out on?
Oh, well, friendly people. You know, I think in terms of wine, there's I'm always going through for like the power through elegance and balance. I'm a texture-driven winemaker. I think a wine should be beautifully textured, very friendly in the entry. I like acid. Not acidic wines, but I like lively wines because I do think that we are making wine to go with food. And I think that if you have that right pairing, 1 and 1 equals 3. The wine tastes better than it does by itself and the food tastes better. And that acid really helps that happen. So it's a very fresh, fruit-driven expression of the grape. And I try to have each varietal taste like itself.
Ooh.
You get a Malbec or a Petit Verdot, they taste like Malbec or Petit Verdot.
So speaking of acid and food pairing, how do you approach food and wine pairing? Do you think there are rules to follow? Do you have rules you follow that maybe aren't the white wine with fish and red wine with meat, but maybe you look for something with acid? How do you approach it?
It's funny because I've had a lot of practice. So I've been in the business over 25 years. So you end up kind of getting more creative and going, I think this would go. Or you pull that one spice note out of a wine and you try to find that in the food that you're eating or something like that. It's exciting when we're trying things that we would never have put with our wine. And an example of that is I had salmon on a cedar plank with Cabernet. And it was the fat in the salmon, the wood notes complemented the oak notes, and it was an absolutely terrific pairing.
And not something you typically expect.
No, people don't expect that. So that for me was like, okay, the chef knew what he was doing when he paired this with our wines. And I've had like the pineapple and pork skewers with Cabernet, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be crazy. I would never put it together. And it so didn't go.
You were gonna surprise me if it worked, but
no, it was like, oh my god, I was so excited about it, and then but anyway, I really think that, like I said, 1 and 1 equals 3 when you get it right.
Yeah, so just experiment.
Experiment, try it out. Start with cheeses. For people who are listening that don't know about pairings, just start with a block of cheese and a wine, because you can have one wine and 2 different cheeses, and the wine will taste different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just really, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. So if space aliens were to land on your property right now.
Oh, that happens all the time.
So which of your wines would you want to welcome them with to introduce Lambert Bridge?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question.
And this is not like a pick your favorite child. This is just a, I'm introducing you to my winery.
If I was going to send the aliens off with a bottle, I would definitely be the Crane Creek Cuvée, which is our flagship wine. So it's a red blend, kind of ripe pink, Bordeaux in style, and meaning it's Merlot focused. And then it's blended with other things. And it depends on the year, but that is the wine that I just, oh, that's the wine in the glass.
Ah,
and that
I
is-
I get to try it.
I know.
You're welcoming me and I'm an alien.
And that's the wine that I'll bring to my mom's house for Christmas, you know, that I just love to share. I'm very proud of it.
So your mom or an alien.
Or an alien.
Or anyone else who comes, me. So, you know, you said you've been in the business for over 20 years and you're from this area. And so you've seen vintage after vintage after vintage. And, you know, we've seen a lot of changes, obviously, with droughts and with fires and things like that. And we know every vintage tells a story where we know that wine reflects this vintage and that's your aspiration. But how much do you see repeat itself, or how much is there a difference year to year, or is there a lot of kind of repetition?
No, it's very fresh and exciting every single year. And we would like it to be a little less exciting than it's been. We're getting a little tired of the excitement that's been happening over the last 5 years or so. So it's been—
No more fires.
No more fires. And you know, when a winemaker sits there and says, give me rain, give me a hot day, give me no picking crew, give me all that stuff over, you know, the fires.
It's, yeah.
You know, it's a pretty big impact that these fires have had. I do think that it's brought the wine community together, which is amazing. Winemakers all coming together, helping each other out. I'm so proud of our community because of that. So
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you established any sort of good luck rituals that you do at the start of harvest?
I'm so superstitious.
You are? That's perfect.
I am so superstitious. So this is something that a lot of people don't know. Uh-huh. But like, we do not have a tank number 13 at Lambert Bridge, nor do we have a barrel lot number 13, nor do we have a lot code 13. We don't have any 13s. It keeps going. I'm usually, when I'm doing my first pick, because for a winemaker, the hardest one to call every year is the first pick. Get things started.
Right. So are there any signs or predictors you look for that?
Yes. I look for bluebird feathers. I look for obsidian pieces. No, I know it sounds hokey, but I'm out at every pick. And calling the pick is one of the most important parts of my job.
Uh-huh.
Because once you pick it, you cannot put it back on the vine.
Right.
No matter how hard you try, it doesn't want to go back on. So, I mean, the signs are kind of like tongue in cheek, but it's just me being in my head by myself, tasting all these grapes, thinking, I think it's about time to get these grapes off the vine, and then there's a bird song, something happens, and I'm like, there it is. I'm doing it. So
what sort of traditions have you established, sort of anything you do at the start of harvest to market?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. We tend to get everybody together. Mm-hmm. The one of the joys of Lambert Bridge is that everybody is under one roof. So we're tiny, mm-hmm. you know, and we're on top of each other, so to speak, but the front of the house and production and admin, everybody's here. So we get everybody together and we'll toast the grapes. I'll thank everybody for all the hard work that they're going to be doing. And then, you know, it's kind of fun that way. And everybody's super excited and fresh. And so, yeah, no, we will always celebrate the beginning of it.
And then you said you walk through the vineyards all the time and you're really in communication with them. Do you talk to your vines?
No. In my mind.
In your mind.
Yeah.
And what about when the wine's in the cellar? Have you ever coaxed it along?
Yes. The joke is, can somebody get up on the ladder and sing to this a little bit? Because sing to this tank and tell it to get back on track.
What do you sing?
Well, they sing. I mean, my interns will sing.
They pick the genre?
Yes. It's a lot of fun. No, but you know, it's such a tangible job mm-hmm. that it's, there's so many smells and tastes and textures and feelings that you have, you know, you can put your hands on this when you're making it.
Yeah.
Your hands are black. And that's the joy of working at a place like this is I get to drive the forklift and I get to be out in the vineyard and I know what every barrel smells like. And, you know, I've got friends that are tremendous winemakers at big places and they do a job that I couldn't do. And then I just really like these small, intimate, you know, connections I have here. So
I know being a winemaker wasn't your dream as a little girl. Was it always to be a doctor, or what did you want to be when you grew up?
An ER doctor, like a trauma surgeon. And there's a joke in
very
here.
Very specific.
I love it. And the reality is, harvest is a little bit like being an ER doctor or a trauma surgeon, because you're dealing with problems stat all the time. You know, everything's like, gotta get this happening, stat. And the logistics and everything else. You can't wait until tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have to deal with it today. But the best joke is that I save a lot more lives this way, being a winemaker, than I would if I had been a doctor trying to save lives. So, anyway.
Well, to everyone drinking the wine, yes, our lives are saved.
For sure. So glad to help.
So when you're not working, how do you spend your free time?
I have a family.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little old house that is in constant need of fixing because it's a craftsman, 1920s craftsman. So they're just repair.
Uh-huh.
So I love doing that. I love diving. I love oceans. I love anything to do with water. So yeah, it's the best. And I love going to Hawaii to dive because it's warm water.
Yes.
Compared to out the coast here, but I have been out here before.
When you need a wetsuit and when you don't.
Yeah, exactly. When you can see 6 feet in front of you and when you can't. It's amazing.
And you have a family, mm-hmm. But if you're planning a romantic evening with your husband, mm-hmm. What sort of wine set a romantic evening?
My first response was quantities, lots and lots. We need lots and lots of wine. We've been married 25 years almost, so it's like, yeah. No, I'm kidding. I think it's an older, it's either a really nice Sauternes, which I love with the blue cheese, and I love it with the appetizers, the tapas. You know, that is one of my favorite things ever. I know.
Sounds so good.
Or, you know, one of those older reds that we've been sitting on for a while that we just aren't pulling out, you know, that mm-hmm. there's a stash of special that we have, for sure.
Those come out for those romantic evenings.
Yeah.
I love it. So when you think back in your life, what would you say is one of the best pieces of advice you ever received? Something you carry with you in life?
There's a lot of it. If you see a door open in front of you, walk on through, you know. That's one of them. Jill Davis, she's iconic, and she's my mentor, and she's a wonderful person. She taught me, don't wait until tomorrow to do things. Mm-hmm. Like if you see an issue and it's 9 o'clock at night, guess what? you're gonna handle it tonight. And then Dave Ramey, who's another great mentor and a great guy, he taught me to do the work. So if you're thinking, maybe this needs to be blended, you do that work on the bench and you taste it and you make your decision. Always do the work. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Lots of good advice.
I know.
And if you could give our listeners a piece of advice, what would you tell them?
Keep drinking. Keep drinking a lot of wine. It makes life great. How's that?
That's right. So you can keep doing the work. They should keep drinking. Right. We should keep drinking.
And do it now. You know, I mean, not drink now, but
you might be driving
or something, but you know, don't wait. Because that's one of the things with the fires, that when we had to evacuate our wine cellar, and I'm like, forget this, I'm not gonna save it. You know, there's the young stuff that you can put aside, but there was a lot of wine that we had. So my friends and family had a field day because I gave everybody wine because I thought this is one really heavy to move. And what are we saving it for when it could be lost in a heartbeat? So there you go.
So enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. So when you look back at your career, what would you say is one of your proudest achievements to date?
Oh, I mean, my career is just...
You have a long road ahead of you with many achievements in the future, but so far.
I'm thinking back because I'm, you know, first generation to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of that fact. And I was the first one in my family ever to travel and to move to Italy for 2 years. It's so inspirational and informative. But in terms of my career, I think it's just choosing the teachers that I've chosen. I've really, you know, my degree is in biochemistry and I never, from Davis, and I never took a wine class when I was there. So it's kind of crazy.
Wow.
You're like one of the only
UC Davis people who didn't take intro to wine.
I know. But I've had these teachers. So I think that looking back, I'm excited to be kind of, you know, I mean, 25 years. I'm like getting up to where I am looking back at people that are coming up that are complete rock stars, superstars in the making. And my joy right now is just giving them the opportunity and sharing because I was given the opportunity. And you work hard. If you keep working hard and you walk faster than your boss and you ask a lot of questions, you're gonna be moving up. Because that's it. So those opportunities are going to keep happening. I love it.
I love it too.
That's a great question.
So answer this question. Fill in the blank.
Oh no.
A table without wine is like
a desert. A very boring, dry desert. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Now I want you to imagine a situation. We're sitting at this beautiful grand wood table in your winery, and we've got glasses in front of us. We've got bottles of your wine in front of us. If there could be anyone from any walk of life, living or deceased, famous or not famous, who would you want to be sitting at this table drinking Lambert Bridge with us?
Oh, it'd be Katharine Hepburn in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. That woman was so feisty and so wonderful, and I think she would just be... You know, just, I don't even know.
You are quick. I love
it. I think she's great, you know, but there's so many great people.
Yeah.
So many great people I'd want to have.
Well, so when you look forward, you know, as you said, you're making your mark here and the people that have influenced you and the people you influence, you think we'll still be making wine in 500 years or longer?
Yeah, I do. I think that there's seriously, I really do because there is something really joyful about taking fruit and not really doing too much to it and then getting something that is so delicious and unique. It's creating. So I think as long as we're creative people, I think we're gonna be making wine.
Mm. Well, now I'm gonna play a little game with you.
Ooh.
Not too much pressure here. But I have this beautiful glass of the Cuvée Blanc sitting in front of me. And I am wondering if you can pair it with some music. Like, what does it make you think of? What would you want to be listening to? Or what does it inspire you to listen to?
Okay, let me take a sip.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll just think about it. See, I think I would want to be eating something delicious from the grill in Hawaii, like listening to Jack Johnson.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound like great?
Sounds perfect.
See that? Oh, it's just like, ooh.
I like how you also pair it with food at the same time.
Perfect. Okay. I went a little deep on that one.
Okay. Next wine is this red that we have in our glass. Tell us a little bit about it.
So this is the Crane Creek Cuvée that I was describing before. Uh-huh. We're bringing out the good stuff. And there's just this great spice element to it. What would I do with this? I'm gonna go with being out towards the coast. See, I'm a water person, I told you.
Fair enough.
And having an old Ella record playing on the turntable. Ooh. Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay.
And sipping this as the sun is going down, because we're on the West Coast, you know, so yeah. It goes over the ocean.
Okay, and then the third wine that we have sitting here is the Lambert Bridge Cabernet Sauvignon. It is the Gilfillan Vineyard.
Gilfillan, yes. And that is a really fun one and a very, very special wine because it's from Moon Mountain, which mm-hmm. I think is Moon Mountain District AVA is, I think, one of the most exciting places in Sonoma County to be growing cab. Mm-hmm. That's where I was this morning. 30% slope. It was already warm up there this morning at 8 o'clock. And you want to know what I... That, it's so classic and so... It has such a strong sense of place that it would have to be something like Dave Brubeck. You know, like something very pure.
I like that.
It's simple, but not simple. I know that's very hard, but not very...
Yeah. I'm going to leave it at that, although I would ask you about that Schaefer Merlot you recently opened, and I could pull a few others, but you did such a great job with your three wines. I'm going to... No more pressure.
Thank you.
So I have a two-part final question for you.
Okay.
The first is... What winemaking region in the world is the top of your bucket list to explore next? Where do you want to go?
I think I would love to go... Boy, there's places I haven't been,
mm-hmm.
obviously. but I, you know, like Argentina, Mendoza, you know, the Malbec coming out of there. I had a friend come here and she looked at our Malbec. I said, you got to come and taste our Malbec. It was during harvest. She goes, I don't think your Malbec is the same as our Malbec. I go, okay. So I want to go down and really see what that's all about and what that looks like and feels like, because I love making Malbec. And then, I mean, there's all the Southern Hemisphere stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't spent time in South Africa and I would love to do that as well.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, Jen, you've got a lot of travel to plan.
I know. I'm going to be very busy.
And so for our listeners who might be planning their trips and wanting to come up here to Healdsburg, to Sonoma, how can they visit Lambert Bridge and how can they visit and what do they get if they come here?
Oh my gosh, this is a great place to visit because, as I mentioned, we're all under the same roof. I love talking to people and sometimes I need to get away from my desk. So I am out and about in saying hello. So it's not that hard. You just call, you make an appointment. We seat at 11. We can do two seatings a day right now. We're kind of in transition, you know, going back. We're outdoor tastings, so we taste at 11 and 2. There's a couple different experiences that we offer. We've got a great patio. We've got an amazing picnic area. You can do picnic and wine tasting, or you can taste through a flight, and we have a great hospitality team that'll just make sure you feel very welcome.
So, and open 7 days a week?
Open 7 days a week. I know, so
amazing.
Call. This is actually, if you're coming to Healdsburg, which has turned into quite the amazing little town, this is me, my localness talking, it is a great place to come
mm-hmm.
and experience the best, I think, of Sonoma County and some of the best of California.
Yeah, we're just north of Healdsburg in Dry Creek. And make an appointment, come out here. It is a beautiful winery, beautiful picnic areas. I'm ready to go outside and have some wine.
Yes!
So
it's time for a picnic.
It's time for a picnic. Jen, thank you so much for joining us on Wine Soundtrack. I hope you had fun.
I had a great time. Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
Cheers.
Cheers to you. So fun.
Thanks for listening to a new episode of Wine Soundtrack USA. For details and updates, visit our website, winesoundtrack.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.